When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Another day is here, and you're ready for it. What to wear? Check. Breakfast, lunch, and dinner? Check. Planning for what's next and how to save for it? That's where Bank of America can help. For your financial to-dos, Bank of America has experts ready to help get you closer to your goals. Get started at one of our local financial centers or 24-7 in our mobile banking app. Find a location near you at bankofamerica.com/talktous. What would you like the power to do? Mobile banking requires downloading the app and is only available for select devices. Message and data rates may apply. Bank of America NA, member FDIC.
Getting ready for the weekend? Get your Friday quick fix now with Stephen Michael and Sonny Hollywood Pooney on the Growing Up Rock podcast.
The party starts now!
Because it's Friday! Friday! Day.
Daddy, we came to help a little soul in need. Daddy, we came, come and love. This is
everybody's working for the weekend. Everybody wants a new romance.
Three dads, rock steady, your last weekend. I'm ready for
Hello all, Hollywood here with another Friday Quick Fix. For this episode, we are going to do a This Day in Rock version, but since it's a special day in our existence, instead of concentrating on one specific date and year, we are just going to look at December 31st, also known as New Year's Eve, in totality. Wait a minute, Sonny, did you say special day in our existence? What is so special about December 31st, 2023 versus any other New Year's Eve? Well, you may not have noticed, and why would you notice? Because you're not a crazy nut like I am. But December 31st, 2023 is 12/31/23. If you write that date out, you'll notice it is 123-123. And something like that on a calendar doesn't happen too often. Yep, I'm nuts. I know this.
You can help out the podcast greatly by leaving us a 5-star review at Apple Podcasts, Podchaser, or Spotify. The links are in the show notes, or just drop us a line at our email, growinguprock@gmail.com.
So, let's get on with it. December 31st in general, what makes the last day of the year so great and so special? Well, here's a few things. One, it's the last day of the year, and if you had a really shitty year overall, December 31st ends that year for you. Two, the year officially ends on December 31st at 11:59 p.m. and 59 seconds. And if you happen to be in the right place at the right time, you're almost guaranteed a kiss in 2 seconds going into the new year. Three, also in 2 seconds, you can again start promising yourself all the things you're going to do different in the next year, and 5 seconds later, start disappointing yourself. Four, 12/31/1974 was the official day that Lindsey Buckingham and Stevie Nicks joined Fleetwood Mac. Pretty nice pocketbook move for Mick. Five, on a sad note, 12/31/84 was the day that Rick Allen had the car accident where he lost his arm. Six, you can watch the annual ball drop at Times Square on TV. I never got what all the mucky muck was about regarding a ball drop, but I guess it makes people happy. Anytime I hear anything about balls dropping, it normally means something else.
If you don't think that's funny, you get the hell out of here, because that's funny right there now.
And number seven, 12/31/1970 was the day that Paul McCartney filed a lawsuit to dissolve their partnership, and the Beatles officially broke up. Some famous people that were born on 1231: John Denver, Ben Kingsley, Tom Hamilton, Paul Westerberg, Scott Ian, Anthony Hopkins, Val Kilmer, and Donna Summer. Some great movies that revolve around a New Year's Eve story are When Harry Met Sally, which was released in 1989, starring Billy Crystal and Meg Ryan. Great movie. Money Train, released in 1995, starred Wesley Snipes, Woody Harrelson, and the super sexy J-Lo, Jennifer Lopez, whatever you want to call her. Another great movie. A movie actually called New Year's Eve, released in 2011, had a bunch of A-list actors and actresses, including the sexy Halle Berry, Jessica Biel, Robert De Niro, Zac Efron, Ashton Kutcher, Katherine Heigl, Sofia Vergara, and Michelle Pfeiffer. And, of course, who can forget Trading Places, released in 1984, starring Eddie Murphy, Dan Aykroyd, and Jamie Lee Curtis.
Tell how you beat on the cop.
Wasn't no cop, man. It was cops. Plural. 9, 10 cops. Beat the shit out of 10 cops and had to change my whole strategy around.
Yo, when they brought you in here and booked you, you was crying like a pussy.
Yeah.
That's because when the cops fell, he threw tear gas in my face. And that's the kind of shit they use on crowds, man. I still walk in here like a man, so get out of my face, all right?
I mean, you beating up on a man? You putting a man in a hospital? How come I don't see no marks on you?
Yeah.
Because I'm a karate man, all right? Karate man bruise on the inside. They don't show their weaknesses. But you don't know that because you're a big Barry White-looking motherfucker. Now get off my back, all right?
Hello, Pantheon Podcast listeners. Christian Swain here to tell you more about my experience with Raycon earbuds. Our family now has 3 pairs of Raycon earbuds around the house, and my wife just grabbed a pair of the Headphone Pros to replace some headphones from a company that was double the price. And yes, she loves them. Now, if you haven't pulled the trigger on a pair of Raycons, or even if you have but you're in the market for another pair because they're just that good, well, now is the time to check them out, because they just launched their upgraded model of the best-selling everyday earbuds. With Raycon's upgraded everyday earbuds, now you also get active noise cancellation, ergonomic design, and multi-point connectivity that lets you pair with 2 devices at once, new quick charge function, 3 customizable sound styles, plus awareness mode, available in a variety of vibrant new colors to complement any and all skin tones. I even have a pair of earbuds in a cool green color. I have tried just about every earbud known to humankind, and these Raycons are fantastic. Seriously, if you've been wanting to check out Raycons, there truly is no better time. You're going to ask yourself why you didn't check them out sooner, and Raycon offers a 30-day happiness guarantee. So what are you waiting for? Go to buyraycon.com/pantheon today to get 20% off your Raycon order, plus free shipping. That's right, you'll get 20% off and free shipping at buyraycon.com/pantheon. buyraycon.com/pantheon.
Music charts-wise, let's look at a couple of charts, and we will start with the Billboard Hot 100 for 12/31/1988, a whopping 35 years ago. Hair metal, melodic hard rock, whatever you want to call it, was in full swing, and landing on the Hot 100 chart on 12/31/1988, at number 90, we had Love Bites by Def Leppard. At 72, Edge of a Broken Heart by Vixen. At number 54, we had Don't Know What You Got Till It's Gone by Cinderella. At number 43, we had Bad Medicine by Bon Jovi. At number 26, Born to Be My Baby by Bon Jovi. At number 20, Finish What You Started by Van Halen. At number 12, Armageddon It by Def Leppard. And at number 7, we had Welcome to the Jungle by Guns N' Roses. And at number 1, on the Billboard Hot 100 on December 31st, 1988, 35 years ago, and all other 99 songs on this chart on that day are better, Goddamn Every Rose Has Its Thorn by Poison. Blech. On the Billboard 200, the album chart, on 12/31/1988, the rock acts included at 197, Permanent Vacation by Aerosmith, at 191, Over the Edge by Hurricane, at 188, In God We Trust by Stryper, at 166, Keeper of the Seven Keys Part 2 by Helloween. They must have paid somebody to be on this chart. And I can't believe they made it to Part 2. I think, did somebody tell me there was a Part 3 too? Jesus. At number 132, House of Lords, the self-titled debut album. At number 112, Out of This World by Europe. At number 82, Bullet Boys, the self-titled debut album. At number 42, Winger, the self-titled debut album. At number 29, Injustice for All by Metallica. At number 25, Smashes, Thrashes, and Hits by Kiss. At number 5, New Jersey by Bon Jovi. At number 4, Appetite for Destruction by Guns N' Roses. And at number 1 on the Billboard 200 on December 31st, 1988, 35 years ago, we had Giving You the Best I Got by Anita Baker, which every song on that album is better than that stupid fucking Poison song we discussed earlier. There you go. Another Friday quick fix in the books. Feel free to use the information on this episode as trivia questions and impress all your friends and coworkers with all of your knowledge about the happenings in history on December 31st. It's 123-123, aka 12/31/2023. So enjoy the end of the year safely and do me a favor, take an Uber home. Now, I'm going to shuffle, rattle, and roll us out of here. Later.
Thanks for listening. You got your fix. Now, let's shuffle, rattle, and roll into the weekend.
It's NFL draft season, and that means it's time to start thinking about fantasy football. FantasyPoints.com features industry-leading experts and prognosticators using proprietary hand-charted data to help you score more fantasy points. FantasyPoints.com is the place to go for whatever kind of fantasy football you play. Whether you play fantasy football, daily fantasy sports, or do a little bit of everything, Fantasy Points has the meticulously researched content to guide you to victory. And why wait for the fall? Fantasy Points also covers the new spring football league, the UFL. Join the guru, John Hansen, Scott Barrett, Joe Dolan, and other massive names in the fantasy football universe with an exclusive offer. Use code Pantheon for 15% off any Fantasy Points package, including the all-in package, with access to every article, tool, and data nugget that Fantasy Points has to offer. That's fantasypoints.com and code Pantheon for 15% off at Fantasy Points. Fantasypoints.com, code Pantheon. Score more fantasy points.